Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, I got a mind to live for Jesus all of my days. Yeah, I got a mind to live for Jesus all of my days. Oh, I got a mind to live for Jesus all of my days. Oh, yes, I do. Oh, I know in order to live this life, I got to give God all of my life. I got a mind, oh, I'm really here for Jesus all of my days. I got a mind, live for Jesus all of my days. Well, thank you, Lord. I got a mind to live for Jesus all of my days. Oh, yes, I have. I got a mind to live for Jesus all of my days. Oh, yes, I have. Yeah, I know in order. In order to win this fight, I got to give God all of my life. Yeah, I got a mind. Oh, yeah. Live for Jesus all of my day. Come on and join me. Help me live for Jesus. Well, won't you come on and join me? Help me live for Jesus. Come on and join me. Help me live for Jesus all of my days. Oh, God has been so good to me. I like how he set me free. Yeah, I got a mind to live for Jesus all of my days. Somebody here wanna live for Jesus. Somebody here want to live for Jesus. Somebody here want to live for Jesus on a third day. Oh, thank God has been so good to me. I like how you set me free. Yeah, I got a mind to live for Jesus all of my days. Oh, mountains get high, I live for Jesus. Valleys get low, I live for Jesus. My way get dark, I'm gonna live for Jesus all of my days. God has been so good to me. Oh, one Friday evening, he died out on Calvary, and I got a man. mine. Ooh, yeah, I won't live for Jesus all of my days. Yeah, I said, mountains get high, I'm gonna live for Jesus. My valley get low, I live for Jesus. My way get dark, I'm gonna live for Jesus all of my days. Oh, God has been so good to me. Oh, one Friday, he died out on Calvary. Yeah, I got a mind, I'm gonna live for Jesus all of my days. Oh, you can't stop me. You might as well join me. Yeah, Lord, you can't stop me. You may as well join me. Amen. And you can't stop me. May well join me. Help me live for Jesus all of my days. Oh, God has been so good to me. Oh, I thought he meant he died on Calvary. Yeah, I got a mind. Oh, yeah, live for Jesus all of my days. Oh, I say you can't stop me. You may as well join me. You can't stop me. You may as well join me. You can't stop me. May as well join me. Help me live for Jesus all of my days. Oh, the Lord has been so good to me. Yeah, one Friday evening, he died on Calvary. Yeah, I got a mind. Yeah, I got a mind. Yeah, I got a made up mind. I got a mind. Live for Jesus. Yeah, mountains get high, I'm gonna live for Jesus. Yeah, my valleys get low, I'll run for Jesus. Yes, my way get dark, I run for Jesus all of my days. Oh, God has been so good to me. I like the way he set me free. And I got a mind to live for Jesus. Oh, hallelujah, 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 I got a mind, oh, in order for us to win the fire, we got to give God all of our lives, we got to give our lives to God. I got to make up mind, yeah, you can't stop me, you might as well join me. I say you can't stop me. You may well join me. You can't stop me. You might as well join me. Help me live for Jesus all of my days. Oh, the because God has been so good to me. Oh, one Friday evening, he died out on Calvary, and I got a mind. Oh, I got a mind. I got a made up mind. I'm going to live for Jesus. Anybody going to live for Jesus? Somebody Amen. Here want to live for Jesus. Somebody Amen. Here want to live for Jesus. Somebody here want to live for Jesus. All of my days. Glory, 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 glory. Glory, glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Good evening, good evening, good evening. You are listening to Just Your Up Outreach Ministry. I am your truly evangelist, Lady Offer. Amen, amen, amen. And Minister L.C. Offer is sitting right here by my side. Amen, amen. Feeling a little tired, but he's sitting right here. Amen. And we just thank God for renewing his health, his strength, restoring him. We just thank God for him. Amen, amen, amen. You are welcome, welcome, welcome. Amen, amen. First-time callers, you are welcome. Amen, amen, amen. The ones that support all the time, amen, we're just so delighted to have you. Amen, amen. I just looked at the board, the switchboard here, and it's just lighting up, and I'm just so grateful to God for you all. Amen, amen. Just Show Up Outreach Ministries is reaching out to the lost, to the outcast, hurting, depressed, oppressed, offering God's gift of love as Jesus did for the Samaritan woman in John chapter 4. Yes, yes, yes. Jesus knowing her condition. Hallelujah, hallelujah. He offered her a free gift. Amen. The water of life. Amen. The water that, oh God, oh God, oh God, oh God, that would just go, that would change her life, give her eternal life. Amen, amen. He is doing the same thing for us today. He's reaching out. He's reaching out through his ambassadors, through his witnesses, through his missionary ministers. Amen, amen. Everyone that professed the name of Jesus, every newborn creature who loved God, amen, amen. He is reaching out. He is reaching out even through our youth, our little young people. Amen. The ones that are able, amen, amen, to resist the temptations of this life. Amen. Amen. And stand boldly and say no when it's no and yes when it's time to say yes. Amen. Amen. Yes. Standing up for Jesus, living for Jesus. Amen. Amen. God, he knows our conditions. He knows how lost we feel. How lonely and isolated that, you know, that we can be denied and rejected, even from our closest loved ones. Amen. Amen. He knows, amen, amen, how outcast that people can make us feel. Amen, amen. We are worthless. We are different breeds. We just don't measure up to their expectations. Amen. Oh, he knows. Hey, no, he knows how we feel, how we are lonely and hurting. Amen. He doesn't want us to be depressed. Amen. He don't want us to be depressed. Amen. And oppressed. Amen. Amen. He's still reaching out. He's reaching out. Amen. Amen. And we come to you this afternoon. We come to you. Amen. Thanking you for all of your love and concern and participation, all your prayers. Continue to pray for Just Show Up Outreach Ministry, that we be the ministry that God is calling for in these last and evil days. We'll be really, you know, doing the work of ministry. Amen, amen. Reaching out, touching lives, young, training our young people and encouraging our elderly. Amen. living a life that God can be glorified. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
And now I say thanks again, and I'm going to read the scripture, and my scripture today is going to come from the 8th chapter of Luke. Yes, I'm going to read the 8th chapter of Luke 1 through. Amen, amen, amen. I think I'm going to do 1 through 13 verses, 1 through 9 verses. Okay, and it reads thusly. I have some lines open. If you have noise in your background, you might want to mute your phone. Okay. Hold on a minute. Amen. Someone is knocking at our door. Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. And it reads, I'm beginning at Luke, the 8th chapter.
Oh, man.
And I'm going to start reading at the, no, I'm going to start reading at the fourth. I'm sorry, y'all. At the fourth verse. And it said that one day Jesus told a story to the large crowd that had gathered from many towns to hear him. A farmer went out to plant his seed. As he scattered it across the field, some fell on a footpath, where it was stepped on and the birds ate it. Other seeds fell among rocks. It began to grow, but the plant soon withered and died for lack of moisture. Other fell on among thorns that grew up with it and choked out the tender plant. Still others fell on fertile ground. This seed grew and produced a crop that was 100 times as much as had been planted. When he said this, he called out. Everyone with ears to hear should listen and understand. The next verse reads, his disciple asked him what this parable meant. He replied, you are permitted to understand the secret of the kingdom of God, but I use parable to teach the others so that the scripture might be fulfilled. When they look, they won't really see. When they hear, they won't understand. This is the meaning of the parable. The seed is God's word. The seed that fell on the footpath represent those who hear the message only to have the devil come and take it away from their hearts and prevent them from believing and being saved. The seed on the rocky soil represents those who hear the message and receive it with joy. But since they don't have deep roots, they believe for a while. Then they fall away when they face temptation. The seed that fell amongst the thorns represents those who hear the message, but all too quickly the message is crowded out by the cares and the riches and the pleasure of this life. And so they never grow into maturity. And the seed that fell on the good soil represents honest, good-hearted people who hear God's word, cling to it, patiently produce a huge harvest. We're going to stop at verse 15. Amen. May God listen to the reader and to the hearers of his blessed word. Amen. Dear God, we truly thank you for another blessed opportunity, God, to come together, oh Father God. one more time, oh God. One more time, God. You brought us together one more time, oh God. We thank you because you didn't have to let us leave, oh God. But you brought us together. You allowed us to come together one more time. And we give you glory. We give you honor. And we give you praise in Jesus' name, oh God. We love, oh God, you. We love your word, oh God. We love, oh God, oh Father God, your being obedient to your word, oh Father God. We love being obedient to your word, oh God. But being obedient to your word, oh God, makes us glad, oh God. Bring us joy, peace, oh God. We just thank you, Lord God, for your word, oh Father God. We ask that you bless each and every one that has come to the line, oh Father God, and the ones that may have a desire to come and won't be able to come, oh God, at this time, oh Father God. We just thank you for them, oh Father God. Once again, I say I thank you again, oh God, for my husband, oh Father God, being, oh God, in our presence on this evening, oh Father God. I just thank you, Lord God. For my children, oh Father God, the one that helped me with this communication, helped me do the technology and all this, God, to make this possible. God, I just thank you so, so, so much, God, for being such a wonderful and awesome God. Ask that you, oh God, that look throughout the universe, oh God. Ask that you, oh God, oh Father God, oh God, oh Father God, look through our communities, our neighborhoods, oh Father God, oh God, throughout this continent, oh Father God, just touching, oh God, healing, oh God, and delivering, oh Father God. Oh God, let your word be heard, oh Father God. Open up the ears, oh Father God. You said in your word, those that have ears, let them hear, oh Father God. Oh Father God, let them hear, oh Father God. Let them listen, let them meditate, let them understand, oh Father God. Oh God, let them be, oh God, faithful carriers of your gospel, oh Father God, that other men and women, girls and boys, oh Father God, oh God, to be able to hear, oh Father God, and to know that there is a reality in serving and living in a true God, oh Father God. Bless throughout the nation, oh Father God. Bless, oh God, the ones in the high places, oh Father God, our president, all of our leaders, oh God. Bless all of our spiritual leaders, oh Father God. Bless our spiritual leaders, oh God, especially, oh Father God, that their faith faileth not, oh Father God. Oh God, so we realize, oh God, that the enemy, oh God, anyone, oh Father God, oh God, that is clinging to you, he wish to sift them like wheat, oh Father God. But oh Father God, we pray, oh Father God, and we bind the enemy on every hand, oh Father God. Bless all of the saints all over the world, oh Father God. Oh God, bless, oh God, oh God, to be stronger and to get stronger, oh Father God. And we realize, oh Father God, we are living in evil times. We are living in sorrowful times, oh God. But your word said, oh Father God, this is the beginning, oh God, of sorrow, oh Father God. So help us not to grow weary in well doing, oh Father God. Oh God, oh Father God. Help us, oh God, to just stand and see the salvation of the Lord, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Help us to stand, oh Father God. Oh Father God, and I ask that you look down on all of this sick and shut in everywhere, oh Father God. Everyone that's infirmed in any kind of way, oh Father God. Ask that you just heal, oh God. Oh God, just speak to wounded hearts, oh Father God. Speak to, oh Father God, troubled minds, oh God. Oh God, lift up, oh God. Oh God, we exhort, oh God, the saints of God, oh Father God. Oh God, the ones that, oh Father God, that institutionalized, oh Father God. Maybe old and feeble, maybe young, oh Father God. Oh God, but wherever they are, oh Father God, we just ask you, oh Father God, to just watch over them, care for them, protect them. We ask that you watch the one that is blind and cannot see, oh God. Oh God, oh Father God, see for the ones that can't see for themselves and hear for the ones that can't hear for themselves, oh God. Walk for the ones that can't walk for themselves, oh Father God. Oh God, dispatch your angels around each and every one, oh Father God. Oh God, I know you love and you care for your people, oh Father God. I can't imagine, oh Father God, not ever being able to see, not ever being able to walk, not ever being able to talk or to hear, oh God. I can't imagine it, oh Father God. But I know, oh God, you love all of your creation, oh Father God, in their prospective places, oh God. Oh God, we just ask, oh Father God, oh God, that you continue to bless, save, heal, and deliver, and we will give you glory, honor, and praise in Jesus' name. We thank you now in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. And we're going to ask now if Minister Brenda Mims on the line. If so, we would like for her to come forth in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hello? Hello?
Hello, I hear you, dear.
Okay. Yes, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, first of all, I give you all the praise, honor, and the glory. In the name of Jesus, yes, Lord, I thank you, Lord, for keeping me and protecting me, Father, in the name of Jesus, and protecting each and every one that's on this line and their families, their friends, and their neighbors, Lord. And I thank you, Lord, for so much for being in my life, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Excuse me, and I just want a closer walk with you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. And I thank you for giving me strength each and every day as I go through these trying times. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Father, that no weapon formed against me will ever prosper, Father, in the name of Jesus, because I believe in your word and on your word. And I thank you, Lord. I even thank you for the tears I cry, because I know you're always in the midst. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Father. I thank you for wisdom. I thank you for knowledge, Lord, and understanding, Father. Help us, O Lord, to renew our minds each and every day with your word, Father. Thank you for your loving kindness, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father, and I praise your name. I'm going to keep on praising, Father, no matter what it may look like or seem like, Lord. I'm going to keep on praising your name in the name of your son, Father. I thank you, Father, for your son who went to the cross for our sins, Lord. I thank you in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father. I thank you, Lord. I give you all the praise, down and the glory, Father. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Amen. We truly, truly thank you, Lord. Thank you. Amen, amen. Okay, amen, amen. Do we have Mr. Sharon? Mr. Sharon, come forward.
Good evening, everyone. How's everybody doing tonight? Praise God.
Amen.
Okay.
Amen.
Trying to find a Bible verse today.
Amen.
Thank God for Brother LC.
Amen.
Welcome. Thank God for Alton Perez.
Amen, amen.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm going to read Psalms 91. The whole
yes,
chapter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, verse 1 read as follows. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Verse 2. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. Verse 3. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snares of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. Verse 4. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shall thy trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Verse 5. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flies by day. Verse 6. Nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that waiteth at noonday. Verse 7. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Verse 8.
Mm-hmm.
Only with thine eyes shall thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Verse 9. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. Verse 10. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. Verse 11. for he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. Verse 12,
Amen.
They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. 13, thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder, the young lion and the dragon shall thy trample on the feet. Verse 14, because he had set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high because he had known my name. Verse 15, he shall call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. Verse 16 and last, with long life will I satisfy him and show my salvation. God's word has already been blessed. Thank you for listening.
Amen. Amen. Now we're going to ask you, Brother Gary on the line. Brother Gary, please come forward. Amen. Can everybody hear Brother Gary?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. That's my brother. Amen. Amen.
Who the doctor said
years ago that he wouldn't be brain dead, but listen at him saying his Our Father's prayer. Prayer that he learned from his youth. Amen. We just thank God for Brother Gary. Amen. At this time now we're gonna ask that we have Mother Regina Smith on the line. Will you come forward, Mother?
Good evening.
Good evening.
I want to read a portion of scripture coming from Matthew 11, chapter starting at the 25th verse.
Yes, Lord.
And at that time, Jesus answered and said, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because thou hast hid these things from the and prudent, and has revealed them unto thee. Even so, Father, for so it seems good in thy sight. All things are delivered unto me, and no man knoweth the Son but the Father, neither knoweth any man the Father save the Son, and he whomsoever the Son will reveal him. Come unto me, the stripper that the Lord hath gave me. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart. And ye shall find rest unto your soul. For my yoke is sweet and my burden is light. I love that scripture.
Amen.
Oh, long time ago. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this day that you have given me. Thank you for your Son that gave us liberty. We know his name, Jesus, the one who died for me. I will bless you forgive us trespasses, wash up all our sins away. Fill us with, lead us every day. Please bless all our families. They mean me. And don't forget that we need a blessing that don't forget our families and they, that we need a blessing too.
Yeah.
All things possible. I'm sorry. That's enough. The friends we have right now and the ones we don't yet know, bless them every day and they and everywhere they go. Teach us to love one the same and never tell a lie or to curse or to blame. We will be careful and whatever we do, we want to live and be an honor to you. We love you, Lord. We know you love us too. Please keep us safe.
Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Mother Regina. Amen, amen. At this time, Minister Vivian George, will you come forward?
Praise God, praise God. What would you like for me to do?
God. However the Lord lead you.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. The Lord is good, and his mercy endureth forever. Praise God. We just love God for what he's doing in our lives. Praise God. And we just want to worship him. Worship him. It's nothing like worshiping God. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Yes. I found the answer.
Yes,
yes. I learned to pray and faith to guide me. I found the way. The sun is shining on me today. I found the answer. I've learned to pray. I've found the answer. I've learned to pray. With faith to guide me, I found the way. The sun is shining on me each day. I found the answer. I've learned to pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we found the answer, Lord God. We know that, Father God, you said we ought to pray always and not faint. Don't give up. So, Lord, we're not going to give up. We're going to, Father God. We're going to trust you, Father God. We're going to lean and depend upon you, Father God, for direction, for help, oh, God, for healing, God, for whatever, oh, God, comes about in our lives, oh, God. You are the answer, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You are the answer, Lord. We found out that we need to pray. And, oh, Father, you told us to call upon you, God. Yes, God, and you said you will answer us, oh, God, and you will show us great and mighty things, God. Things that we know not of, God. Yes, God, hallelujah, praise God. We thank you, Father God, that you are our Father, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, oh, God, and we just open our mouth and open it wide, God, you are filling, God. Oh, God, thank you, Lord God, for grace and mercy today, God. For this day has been a good day. You have filled us with good things. Oh, God, it was all from your throne room, God. Thank you. What else can we say but thank you, Lord God. Thank you for your doing, God, because it wasn't nobody else, God. Nobody but you. Nobody but you. No one, oh, God, but you, Father God. Now, Lord God, Father God, I thank you for just your ministry, God. I thank you, Lord God, that you're pouring your blessings out on it, God. I thank you for everyone that's coming on, God. Hallelujah, every week, God. I thank you, Father God, that your blessings upon them is showering, God. Oh, God, thank you, Father God. You said you would withhold no good thing from those that walk up right before you, Lord God. Now, God, continue to lead, God. Oh, hallelujah, praise God. Oh, mm-hmm. God, down that, oh, God, clean and righteous path, oh, God. Thank you, oh, God, what you have prepared, oh, God, for each one, God. Oh, God, because you know I'm by name. God. Oh, Father, you know who was going to be on tonight and who wasn't, God. Father, God, thank you for the children, God. Oh, God, we, oh, God, pull them and snatch them from the hands of the burning, God. The devil would love to steal them, but God, we, oh, God, we have more power. You have given us power. Oh, to tread up on and the demon, God. Oh, God, to take back, oh, God, what rightfully belongs to us, oh, God. So, Lord, we, oh, God, we, oh, we pulling, oh, as I see a pulling in the spirit, the devil is trying to steal one of those children, but, oh, as the prayers go up, Lord God, oh, Father God, the devil, oh, we are more powerful. God has given us power. Hallelujah. Oh, praise mm-hmm. God. Oh, God, we thank you for the power you have given us, oh, God, that we can tear down every demon force, God. Pull, oh, God, and, oh, God, because we are winners in Christ Jesus. We thank you, Amen. Father God, that we win, we win, we win, Father God. Oh, yes, we win over the devil. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Minister Joy. Thank you for the blessing. Mm-hmm. Amen. Glory, mm-hmm. glory, glory. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. And right now at this time, I want to ask if there's anyone on that would like to come forward that I didn't acknowledge or give you this opportunity to come forward. Amen. Anyone that I didn't acknowledge, would you like to come forth at this time? Amen. If so, I give you this opportunity to come forth. Amen. 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 Okay, there'll be none other. Our youth today is busy. And they have fairs going on, and some are going to the fairs, and some are going to homecomings and things that is going on. So, amen, amen. They already informed me that they wouldn't be with me. Some of them did. Amen. So we understand mm-hmm. that, and we just thank God for the prayer that went out concerning our children. Amen, amen. We must pray. Amen. We must pray for our children. Amen, amen.
Amen.
And I just thank the Lord. I thank the Lord. So we'll move right along. Amen. Time is filled with swift transition. No words unmoved can stay.
Amen. Amen.
Heal your hope. Don't think the turn and hold to God's unchanging hand.
Amen.
Oh, I said time is filled with quick transition. No, on earth unmoved can stay. Oh, build your hope, don't think the turn. Hold to God's unchanging hand. And trust in him who will not leave you. He won't leave you. Whatsoever you may bring. Ooh, if your earthly friend forsake you.
feel more closely to him cling. Oh, hold to his hand. To God's unchanging hand. Hold to his hand. Oh, to God's unchanging hand. Build your hopes on things eternal. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Oh, one more time, thankful. To his hand, hold to his hand, God's unchanging hand. Oh, hold to his hand, oh, to God's unchanging hand. Yeah, it's beautiful. Feel your hope going on things eternal. Oh, anybody gonna hold to God. Oh, unchained in that hand. Oh, I don't know about you. I'm gonna hold. Wind may blow, clouds, storm may rise. I'm gonna hold to God, unchained. Oh, he won't change. Unchanging hand. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Ain't it good to know when he won't change? He won't change.
Yeah.
He won't change. He won't change. We can hold on to him. We can cling to
Amen.
Him. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Somebody take time out to just say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, David said, what shall I render unto God? Oh, he said, God has everything. All I can render is my body and my soul. Oh, thank you, Lord. We can give him thank
Amen.
You, Lord. Tell him thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We can render our praise to him. Oh, my Lord, I heard him tell the disciples, y'all, if they don't praise me, he said the rocks to cry out. I don't know about you this evening, but I don't want no rocks. Hey, Lord, I don't want no rocks. I may be old enough. I may be getting a little feeble. I may be, my body may be racked with affliction, but I still don't want no rocks. I don't want no rocks crying for me. Oh, I'm going to tell him thank you. I'm going to tell him thank you. I'm going to tell him thank you. I'm going to tell him thank you, Lord. Talking to my brother this evening, talking about people, after they're gone on, you hear the loved one saying, he said he was tired. She said she was tired. I said, I don't want to ever say I'm tired. I want to fight to the end. I want to fight unto the end. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. And then I want to say like Paul said, I fought a good fight. I kept the faith, finished my course. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. I want to praise him to the end, no matter what come, no matter what go. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Amen, amen. There is a word from the Lord today. Thank you, Lord, for your word, oh God. Thank you, Lord, for your people, oh God. Oh God, we didn't have ears that are here, oh God. Oh Father God, oh God. Oh God, oh God. Let us, oh God, understand your word, oh Father God. Oh God, oh God. Oh God, that we, oh God, will bring forth the harvest, oh God. In Jesus' name is my prayer. Amen. And it says right here that in perseverance, that's what our topic is going to be, perseverance, in the Christian walk, endurance in the Christian walk. How many know that we need endurance? We need we have to persevere. Amen, 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 amen. And reading from the 8th chapter and the 15th verse of Luke, yeah, it says, and the seed that fell on good soil represent honest, good-hearted people who hear God's word and listen to this, cling to it. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Perseverance, mm-hmm. Cling to it, and patiently produce a huge harvest. Amen, amen. Mm-hmm. And it says here that there will be many times in our Christian walk when we will feel emotionally down.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. We may think that God has forgotten about us. Uh-huh. Or we might become discouraged as we see others who have professed faith in Jesus Christ lose interest in spiritual things and fall away.
Mm-hmm.
We may begin to wonder whether you are next on the devil's hit list. But God will not allow you to be hit with more than you can handle spiritually. In fact, it is during times of trouble that you will actually be strengthened, not weakened. How about that? Hallelujah. That's a shout.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
Amen, 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 amen. Amen. And it says that as we read our Bible, we'll come across words like endurance, perseverance. These words are often used when the Bible compares the Christian life to a race. The race referred to is as a marathon, not a 50-yard dash, because the Christian life is a long-distance run. Uh-huh. We need to pace ourselves to persevere, and most of all, to finish the race. Uh-huh. Amen, amen, amen. Uh-huh. Amen. Uh-huh. Yes, yes, yes. And that's what it says in the 15th verse. That's what I just read there. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, we have to cling. Amen. Amen. As we steadily grow in our understanding of God's word and apply it to our lives, we will cling others to the Lord. Amen. And that should be our greatest desire as Christians. Amen. To win others to the Lord. Amen. Perseverance produces results. Amen. In Luke the 8th chapter, in Luke the 8th chapter, 4-8 verses, Jesus tells the Lord crowd the well-known parable of the sower who to illustrate four different reactions to his message. The seed that falls on the footpath represents those who hear the gospel but do not allow it to penetrate their hearts and minds. The seed that lands on the rocky soil to hear God's word and receive it with joy, but over time their commitment is shown No. Over time, their commitment is shown to be shallow and superficial. Uh-huh. The seed that lands among the thorns represents those who appear to believe, but who let the cares of this life slowly choke out any growth. The seed that falls on fertile soil is the seed that actually takes root, produce spiritual. Amen. We want to be, amen. Which are ye? We want to be the one, amen, that falls on fertile soil. Amen. So we want to produce a harvest for the Lord. What is the difference between the group of individuals and the rest, this individual and the rest? The key is their success can be broken down into three aspects. One, listen to God's word. Two, obey God's word. Three, they persevere to produce a harvest. Amen. We want to persevere. Amen. It is this perseverance, this patient endurance, that spiritual fruit. Amen. It also tells us that life trials will make you stronger. Life trials will make you stronger. Amen. Life trials will make us stronger. Can I get a witness that anybody can identify with that? That life trials.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
James Cleveland said, if I never had a problem, I wouldn't know that God could solve them. I wouldn't know what faith in
Amen.
So we love the Lord this evening. Excuse me. Yes, we love the Lord this evening. Amen. Trials can make us stronger. It's that you view difficulties as obstacles to your faith, but opportunities for spiritual growth. Amen. Christ endured great pain for us. Amen. He modeled the ultimate endurance so that we would be encouraged to keep our faith strong in the race. Amen. Of his life. Amen.
Amen.
God honors those who persevere. He honors those who persevere. Amen. Wholehearted commitment to God will enable us to finish well. Amen. Like Paul said, I finished well. I kept the faith. I persevered. Now I'm ready to be offered up. Amen. That's the way we want to be. Amen. So that's the thing we want to do. We want to thank each and every one for all of the love and concern and all of the things that were said. And we just pray that we just touch. If we could just one person could be made whole from us coming together, I know God would be glorified. Amen. So I just pray. I know I was very encouraged, and I pray that each and every one was. And we ask that God's blessing be continually upon us all until we come together again. Amen. Mm-hmm. I love you all. God bless you all. And I hope to hear you back at the same time on next Saturday, on tomorrow evening, which is Sunday evening. Minister Vivian George will be on. Amen. On Wednesdays and Thursdays, Mercy Ministries with Minister Richardson will be on, Minister Sharon Richardson. Amen. Wednesdays and Thursdays at 7:00. Amen. On Friday night.
Just keep my sister-in-law in prayer. She lost her sister.
Okay. Amen. We will lift her up. Amen. As a matter of fact, we are
We'll lift up all of the ones that, oh God, in bereavement right now, Father God, who have been lost, oh God. We just ask you, oh God, to just lift the heavy hearts, oh God. Give them the understanding, oh Father God, that we are living this life to die. We're living to die, oh Father God. Oh Father God, but so many times, oh God, this flesh can't deal with it, God. We don't know how, oh God, to understand, oh Father, but you give us strength, oh Father God. You've been doing it from creation, oh God. And you'll continue to do it, oh, Father God. And we just give you glory, honor, and thanks for that. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
In Jesus' name. We just thank you, Lord God. And continue to look over our little children, oh, God. Bless the parents, oh, God, to live lives, oh, God, that the children, oh, God, will understand who God is, know who God, know the love of God, Father, in the name of Jesus. We know, oh God, that we are living in a time that scripture being fulfilled, that there's been a big falling away, oh Father God. We know what your word said, that we are living in perilous time, oh God, but you also told us never cease to pray, oh God. Oh God, and you said, oh God, James said in the word, that the fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Oh God, we'll continue to pray, oh God, that you, oh God, would enlighten your people, oh God, and just like you, oh God, you saved us in our season, oh God, in your season, when it was our season, oh God, we believe, oh God, that our children are saved, oh God, we have put them before
Amen.
You, oh God, we believe that you are going to do the same for them, oh God, protect them and keep them, in Jesus' name, I love you all once again, be blessed,
be blessed,
and
be blessed,
same time next week. Amen, amen. If anyone wants to get in touch with Minister Sharon, if you don't have her number, you can call Minister Vivian or either me or myself. Amen. If you want to listen
amen.
In on her ministry. Amen.
Amen.
Ministry. Amen. Be blessed. Love you all.
Love you all.
Love
you
be blessed.
Love you. Good night. Good night.